In the early 80s, I attended Cobra International School for Anti-Terrorism in Powder Springs, Georgia, in preparation for our invasion of Haiti on a joint venture that I've already described, included the Vatican, the CIA, one of the major oil companies, the Marcos family from the Philippines, and the Onassis Shipping Group, and myself. The school was basically trained killers. There were individuals, soldiers of fortune, such as the French Foreign Legion. There were Delta Force, Rangers, ex-SEAL team members, bodyguards of high-profile people, a few heads of state, and myself. During the training, we used live ammunition, hand-to-hand combat with real weapons, knives, clubs, etc. And I often say it was the only time I ever got to hit a three-star general, knock him on his ass. There was a three-star active duty general that was there going through the school same time I was. And it was quite an exciting, exhilarating experience. The school was run by Lieutenant General Mitchell Werbel, who was one of the first spooks, covert operation guys after World War II. And he used to sit in his office with a loaded weapon with a hammer back because he was always concerned about being assassinated, etc. During the school training, I think it was the 8th or 9th or 10th morning that we woke up, we were all put into a room, and in a very somber, Mitchell Werbel came in to talk to us and said, "We have a challenge. Late last night, we found so-and-so dead in the lake." And so we all knew who he was talking about. He was one of us that was going through the training, and an investigation ensued. The local authorities in Georgia, which is the equivalent of the state-run CIA, came in to investigate. To the best of my knowledge, it was never found out how the gentleman died. And there were a couple of ladies, not just guys, that were in the class. So we have our doubts whether he went out there for a swim and he couldn't swim across the lake. Now, years later, Mitchell Werbel died in, I believe, Los Angeles, California, subject to some conspiracy. He was poisoned. And they say that he was poisoned for nefarious reasons, not the least of which he was going to go public on some of the things that the United States government was doing in a congressional investigation. It was a great experience for me. Unfortunately, as you know, and I put in other posts, the invasion of Haiti never took place, but I always cherished that experience I had at the Cobra International School.